Baba,
in the mighty name of Jesus, we ask that you speak to your people. We ask that you correct the wrongs in our homes. We ask that you bless our families. We arrest the storms in the homes. We pray that peace will reign. In the mighty name of Jesus. It is done. The name of the Father. And of the Son. And of the Holy Ghost. Can somebody say a loud amen? Amen.
Amen.
Our focus this morning is about communication in the home. Communication in the home. Without any doubt, no man is an island. We have upward communication and we have downward communication. We have communication to the sideways. So there is no way we just have to communicate. In a family, there is a triangle in the family. God,
Olorun,
husband,
oko,
wife,
ati aya.
God,
Olorun,
husband,
oko,
wife,
aya.
Marriage is an institution created by God.
Olorun lo fi igbeyawo kale.
And in any marital union,
ninu isunfimo sokan igbeyawo kankan,
that the three parties are not there, there will be trouble. Even heaven does not recognize a union of just husband and wife alone. Husband, wife,
aya,
and God. If God is not in any home, there will be trouble. I don't pray that God will be absent in your home. There will be trouble. So my prayer for you is that God will be present in your home. In the mighty name of
Jesus.
So when we are talking of upward communication, husband,
oko,
wife,
aya,
communicating upward with God. And that's what will bring peace in the home. When God is involved, there will be peace. There will be progress. There will be power. There will be promotion. There will be provision. Everything good will come inside that home. On the other side of communication, husband to wife,
oko si aya,
they need to communicate. Even if they are deaf and dumb, they must find a way to communicate. Look at a passage in Malachi.
Malachi,
the last book in the Old Testament. Malachi chapter 3.
Oriketa Malachi,
verse 16. I hope you are writing something down if you are. Because I will not be a preacher this morning.
tori pe won ni je oniwaasu lowuro yi o.
I will be a teacher.
Oluko ni o je.
So I want to teach some things.
Mo fe ko wa ni awon kankan.
Malachi chapter 3.
Malachi ori keta.
Let's look at verse 16.
Je ka wa se kerin di logun re.
Malachi 3:16. Are we there?
Shatishi.
Oh, you are still looking for it?
Aba se nwa.
Okay. Then they that feared the Lord. Malachi 3:16.
Malachi ori keta se kerin di logun.
Then
they
that feared the Lord
li awon ti o beru Oluwa
spake often one to another.
Won ba ara won soro nigba kugba.
Can you see that one in your Bible?
She ri nu Bible ti yin.
They speak one to another.
Won ba ara won soro.
Husband and wife.
Oko ati aya.
You are in the same house.
Eje wa ninu ile kan na.
You are not speaking one another.
E wa ba ara yin soro.
There will be trouble.
Wala yo wa o.
I know of homes like that.
Mo ma ru awon idile be.
They don't speak with one another.
Won ibara won soro rara.
I saw a video of a woman.
Mo ri fona obirin kan.
Having a crisis with asthma.
To ni wahala pelu
asthma. Iko suke suke. And the wife and the husband, they were having issues as at that time. And the woman had a seizure and a crisis in the course of the night. And she wanted to tell the husband to help. But she doesn't know how to do it. Using the hand to touch the man. But the man will not respond. Yeah, when we wanted to sleep yesterday, we fought.
Ayijalaja.
And we did not talk with one another. Now you are touching me now.
Wan fowo to mi bayi.
And the man did not respond.
Okunrin yo mo dahun.
They that feared the Lord.
Awon to beru Oluwa.
If you fear God,
to ba beru Oluwa,
you will speak with your wife.
O ba aya re soro.
You will speak with your husband.
O boko re soro.
How can you be living in the same house and you are not speaking one
another?
Communication.
Ibara eni soro.
The woman was trying to say something.
Obirin yen gbeyanju ati so nkan.
But the man will not listen.
Ṣugbọn ọkọ ọkunrin o mo da lohun.
And that's how the woman died.
Obirin yen ṣe ku niyan.
Just a minute will have saved everything.
Iṣẹju ka aya kan iba ti
iba. They that feared the Lord.
Awọn to beru Oluwa.
Speak often one to another.
Won ma bara won soro nigba kugba.
Communication.
Ibara eni soro.
Is a gift from heaven.
Ebun lati orun wa ni.
It's a gift from heaven.
Ebun lati orun wa ni.
And God gives it to us.
Olorun si fi fun wa.
To establish us.
Lati fidi wa mule.
So as a family,
gege bi idile,
we must communicate.
A gbodo bara wa soro.
When you look at a marriage that you can call marriage.
Ti aba foju wo igbeyawo ta le pe ni igbeyawo gan ni toto.
A sound marital union.
Ibi ibimo lo to je pe igbeyawo to fese mule.
There are three vital things that keeps them together.
O meta kan wa to mu won sokan.
And I want you to note it in your note. Write it down.
Ka ko sile ka fiyesi.
Three key things.
O meta to se koko.
If they are absent in a union.
Ti meta ta yen ba si le salai mo si inu igbeyawo.
Forget that union.
Gbagbe nipa re.
It is gone.
O ti tan.
Number one.
Akoko.
Do you want to know number one?
Se fe mo akoko.
Sex.
O ni bare ni lopo.
Sex.
Bare ni lopo.
When husband and wife.
Ti oko ati aya.
They don't have sex again.
Tumo bara won lopo mo.
Not because they are having health issues.
Ise pe boya won ni ailera kan o.
Or because of one thing about because of maybe biological or health issues.
Boya don ni se pelu ilera tabi bi aya ara ti ri.
They just decided that we will not touch one another.
Won kan dede pinu pa won ni fo kan ra won mo.
The husband is crying for sex. The wife is saying no.
Ọkọ ni òun fẹ ṣùgbọ́n aya ni kò ṣayé.
The wife is crying for sex. The husband is saying no.
Aya bèrè ọkọ ni kò sin tojọ.
There will be trouble in that home.
Wàhálà yóò ṣẹlẹ̀ nínú ilé yẹn.
That home will scatter.
Irú ilé yẹn yóò tuka.
Because sex is a gift from God to establish a union.
Lati mu ki ifimo sokan yen o fi di mule.
I believe I'm talking to adults now.
Mo gba po pe awon agbalagba ni mo ba soro.
Huh?
Beni.
Uh-huh. So that's another triangle.
Igun ni gun meta miran niyan o.
Sex.
Ibalopo.
If it's not there,
ti o ba si nibe,
there will be trouble.
Wala yo wa.
Or it will signal the beginning of a crisis in that
ko,
union.
Ko so ibere lasigbo ti o waye laipe.
So one needs to watch that aspect of the union.
Nitori na agbodo tinmu ni pataki abala niyan ninu igbeyawo.
But that's not our focus today.
Se ki se ta fojusun loni niyan.
Number 2.
Ikeji.
Finance.
Oni eto isuna.
Finance.
Eto isuna.
Money matters.
Oro owo.
Money matters.
Oro owo.
If there is trouble with money in the home,
ti wahala ba de ba owo ninu ile,
there will be trouble.
Wala o sele o.
The union can eat the rocks.
O se se ki igbeyawo o nfe forisan pon.
That's why husband and wife, the two of them, they need to work on their finance.
Idini ti atoko ta gbodo so po sise lori eto isuna won.
That's why we encourage the younger ones to be financially self-sufficient, independent before they, you know, venture into marriage.
Dita fi gba won odo niyanju niyan pe ki won ni ise lowo.
Oh, my husband is rich. Praise God. How about you? What is your own contribution? Oh, God forbid. Something should happen to your husband that you say rich now. So what do you do about it? You are left on your own. You cannot do anything. That's why you see the young ones now. They don't even wait. They don't bait an eyelid before they cross the fence to another place. Finance. We need to know how to make money. How to make money. How to multiply money. We need to learn how to invest money. These are things that will help our home to be stable. If there is money in the family, there will be less crisis. There will be less trouble. But when there is no money, even that girl that you call angel, my angel, my angel.
Obinrin ni to npe ni angele mi, angele mi.
Ah, we turn against you.
Yo doju yako.
We turn against you.
Yo doju yako.
When a woman is in the kitchen,
ti obinrin ba wa ni kitchen ni,
and she is singing,
to nkorin.
Oh, God is good.
Oluwa dara.
He has done me well.
Se mi dada.
Oh my soul,
oh, come in.
Rise up and praise the Lord. There is a bag of rice in the house. There is soup in the house. There are so many things in the house. But God forbid. She fasted last week. The food of the morning will not meet the one of afternoon in the stomach. Our song will change you.
Oh, nira yo yato.
Shuru aye mi to dabi irin.
The problem.
Omboro adoro itan.
It's to be like story.
That's the kind of song you will be singing. Oh, nira
yo yato.
That's when the husband will come and touch her and say, hey, why are you touching me?
Huh? Lori ro. In his
goodness. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lori ro.
Upon lies.
Amen.
Amen.
That's when you will call the wife once. Twice, thrice, she will not answer. Mama Bola.
Mama Bola.
Don't you hear that I'm calling you?
Ẹ gbọ́ pé mo ń pè ọ ni.
Did they tell you that something is wrong with my
hair? Ṣé o sọ pé tí ń dùn mí ni?
It's because there is no money.
Torí kò sówó ni.
Money motivates women.
Owó lobìnrin mọ̀.
Hey, I'm not saying that too. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I hope I'm safe this morning. If I'm going out, I hope somebody will not slap me.
And
say, Pastor, learn where? In your mouth.
In your mouth.
Beloved,
Ara,
that's not even our focus this morning. But I'm just telling you about, you know, the triangles in marital union.
Mo so nipa awon igun meta to ma wa ninu igbeyawo.
Sex,
ibalopo,
finance,
owo.
And the third part of it is communication.
Apakata re ni ibara eni soro.
And that's our focus this morning.
Ita afojusun lo woro eni.
Communication.
Ibara eni soro.
How do we communicate?
Bawo la se ibara eni soro.
What is communication?
Kini a npe ni ibara eni soro?
How will communication help us?
Bo ni ibara eni soro o se wa ran wa lowo?
What is the communication that you should not even touch, you should not venture into?
Apa abala ibara eni soro wo la ti e gboro ya si?
So these are the things I just want to talk about this morning.
Awon ti mo fe menu ba lo woro eni yen.
When we talk of communication,
te ba soro nipa ibara eni soro po,
what do we mean?
Kilo tumo si?
Is the art of exchanging information.
O ni pe ka ma fun ara eni ni iroyin.
Sending and receiving messages.
Ki eyan fi iroyin ranse ko si tun gba iroyin.
When you send a message with your phone, you are communicating.
Te ba te atejise lori ero ilewo re, o n gbara eni soro niyan.
I want to ask you a question.
Mo fe bere bere kan.
Women, oh, women.
Obinrin ni ibere lo sodo re.
In the last 1 week.
Ni ose kan seyin.
Be sincere.
So toto.
How many of you have sent a message to your husband? Melo, on phone, no.
Melo nu ala ti atejise si oko wa lori.
I'm not saying to your business partner.
Ise eni te jo nsise po wa
be. I know you do that regularly. But to your husband.
Si oko re.
Oh yeah, let me see your hand.
And I was okay.
Ah. Anyway, thank God the husband is here.
I call one B.
Ah. Because I can hear from the back. Baba is saying when did you send it to me?
Huh?
Okay. I believe mommy. Because she's a child of God. You can see now. Only one.
Any con.
You are here. Okay. Look, what the percentage?
Ewo kabagbeleri osuwon melo ninu ogorun.
Very few.
Okere ni e.
But from today.
Sugbon lato ni lo.
I want a change.
Mo fe ki iyipada o wa.
Huh? I want a change.
Mo fe ki iyipada o wa.
Communicate with your husband.
E ba oko yin soro.
You know, some husband they find it so easy to quickly send message.
Awon okunrin kan won feran kan ma atejise sise ore ro won lorun.
Or they pick the phone and call the wife.
Abi kan pe elore kan pe aya won.
But the wife.
Sugbon aya.
To call the husband.
Lati pe oko.
Hey. Amen.
Amen.
I hope somebody will not say, ah, Pastor, but yeah, maybe this is the way our wife, that the wife is
doing.
But she's a woman also.
Obinrin lo na.
Amen.
Amen.
She will call you like this.
Eyo pe yi bayi.
Hello.
Hello.
Pam.
E ti pa.
Many of you, you have masters in flashing. Masters in flashing.
Women.
Women.
Obinrin.
Sir, why can't you call me with just 5 naira?
5 naira. Last time you tell if you pay me.
Call.
Pay.
You are the one to call.
Walo pay.
Can you see? Yeah, I don't know where they have seen that one written.
Ah, man, but you call it.
That is only men that should communicate with their wife.
Can look what don't have your daughter pay him.
Call now.
Pay.
Let me see that you have spent 20 naira.
Jẹ ki n ri pe o na 20 naira.
I will send 200 naira to you.
If you cannot use
20 naira to communicate with me,
ti o ba le fi 20 naira ba mi soro,
I will not think of buying credit for you or airtime for you.
To fi ma pe won ni ra fun o.
That is me o. And most men, I think they think like
that. You should
be able to say, okay, this is an investment. Invest in communication. In your family. This is very vital to exchange communication. Exchange ideas. Exchange news with one another. Something is happening in Alakia right now. You that you are in Olugbade or Ogungbade.
In Olugbade, Abogungbade.
In Akingbade now. Akingbade,
nibi.
How will you know?
Bolo jema.
But somebody is there.
Shubeni nikan wa lohun.
And the husband send a message to you.
Oko ranse o taje se je se.
Something is happening in
Alakia.
My wife in Akingbade.
Am yawo mi Akingbade.
Go through some million.
Opo imo ona some ni ko gba o.
That will save a lot of headache.
Yo opolopo are fori ni o yago.
Communication.
Ibare ni soro.
What are the types of communication that is expected from you?
Iru awon ibare ni soro wo la nreti lati odo re wa.
I don't know of communication experts.
Mi o mo awon to je omo we ninu ibare ni soro.
They may have 1001.
Won le ni to po repete.
But in my little research,
sugbon ninu iwadi kekere te mi
se, I been able to discover maybe 4 key ones.
Boya merin to se pataki
that I want to share with you.
Ti won fe ba wa so nisin.
Number 1.
Akoko.
Verbal communication.
Ibare ni soro nipa oro enu.
Verbal communication.
Ibare ni soro nipa oro enu.
Use your mouth.
Nibi ti a ti nlo enu.
When you say good morning.
Ta ba ni e kaaro.
That is communication.
Ibare ni soro niyan.
When you say, how are you?
About
that is communication. And these are the things that God expects that we do with one another. Number 2. Non-verbal communication. You know, like in those days, our parents used to say to us that we are not children of the mouth, but we are children of the heart. You see now, it's not everything that you use your mouth to communicate. At times, me and my mother, you go to a place, and they say, ah, this is your puff-puffu. This is your own puff-puffu. My mommy will take her home.
Mama o gba ti e.
She wrap it.
Yo di.
Put it in her bag.
Yo fi sinu apo.
And I will take my own.
Emi o mu temi.
So I'm still looking at it.
Mo ti wo.
I'm juggling at it.
Wo.
Maybe to eat or not.
Oya abi ka je abi ka ma je.
But I'll be looking at the face
mama
of my mother.
Mama woju mama.
She will look at me like this.
Awo wo mi bayi.
If they burn you.
To ba bi oda.
That's what she saying, you know.
O to win yen.
Eat that bones. I will beat the hell out of
you. That is jati
one day.
Lojo kan.
I did not look at her face.
Yo woju re.
And eventually I just took that. My mom did not talk.
Ko soro.
We left that place.
Abako be.
Hey, I was thinking that this my mother did not talk.
Mama ti o soro yi.
There's something that
nkan sele nkan.
So she went to the house.
Aba lole.
She started to prepare amala.
O bere si ru amala.
And she called me.
O ba pe mi.
Kunle.
Kunle.
Ngolo wa.
Where are you?
I rushed down to
ba lole.
And she was doing like this.
O ba ko ra amala lowo.
Suddenly.
Lojiji.
She just threw the stick.
O kan mu omo rogo
ni. With the amala.
Pala amala gbona.
She juice it on my stomach like this.
Fi se mi niku bayi.
Throw it on my stomach like.
Juice mi niku.
The amala.
Amala to le mo mi niku.
Your head is not correct. I say you not eat it.
Money go money again.
I say no.
Your man.
Next time you try it.
This
thing. Throw it in your mouth.
Why no? Then you won't keep up.
That day I learned my lesson.
There
are some things. Husband and wife will talk to themselves without using the mouth.
Awon kan wa ti lokola ya o bara won so lai fenu so.
Verbal Communication is different from non-verbal
communication.
Husband and wife.
Oko ati aya.
You should be able to look at yourself like this.
Say,
they understand themselves. That is how it should be.
Bo se ye ko ri niyan.
You should be able to understand yourself. I don't want to mention the name of a musician. In those days, while we were growing, when he's singing like this, and he's busy, by the time I'm gesticulating, you understand the person I'm talking about. And then he's busy. And then he look at the at the band like this. They know what he's saying.
One
you just look at the band like this.
Suddenly,
you will see the beat.
It
will just change. The trumpeters will begin to trumpet. The saxophonists, they will just come.
They just
pam, 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 pam. Buro bank. That is non-verbal communication. That is how it should be, even in the family. The product of our communication should be like music. In the ears of people that are listening to us. How many one have I mentioned now?
Eh?
Verbal. And number three,
Iketa.
Written communication. Written communication. You remember in those days when the grannies and the mom grand are dating one another.
Nigbati awon baba baba la wan ton bara won sore ngba na ton fe ra won so na.
You know how they used to do in those days. They will write themselves.
Letter ni won call sira won.
You are the apple in my eyes.
Owo ni eyin oju mi.
You are the beautiful sky over my head.
Owo ni orun rere lori aye mi.
Amen.
Amen.
You are the tea my you are the sugar in my tea.
Ni sugar ninu tea mi.
Amen.
Amen.
These are the things that the grannies they write to themselves. Beautiful prose.
Awon oro to dun leti.
Sound words.
Awon oro to
convicting words.
Awon oro to paniniyanju.
Women are moved by what they hear.
Ntobirin gbo do ma nje ki won mo ma nje kan fi huwa.
When you write something down.
To ba kon kankan sile.
At times the letters they will keep it.
Igba mu letter re won fi pamo.
One day, if there's any trouble, they'll bring it out. And the lady will call the name of the man.
They
are hold
you. I'll
say, Jide, come here.
What?
Come and see this. Is this not what you wrote to me? In
1958.
In 1958. And he will read it. Say, eh? I'm the one that wrote this one. That it means that then my head was correct. But now something is wrong. So he will now call back his senses. Written communication. Send good messages within
yourself.
I think I've shared this with you before. In a church like this, or a setup like this, the man asks the men, send a message to your wife. I love you. And they say to themselves. And they say, let us wait for the reply of the woman. I love you. Send it to the wife. Suddenly, reply started to come. Brother, what is it in your reply? The wife said, have you impregnated another woman?
So, fellow me, lo yuni.
Your own
call.
He said, is this a joke or what? That's the reply of the woman. To the husband.
See your call.
Am I dreaming? That's the reply of another one. Why? Because he has never said it.
So
it now sounds strange to the ear of the woman. He's not communicating properly with the wife. If we should ask among our men now, in the last 1 week,
yeah.
Or in the last 1 year, 1 year, how many of you have ever sent a message to mommy?
Let it fair to Joseph.
Say, mama,
mommy,
mama, I love you. Let me see your hand up.
And now what's okay?
Hey. Okay. Can you see now?
Sherry, bye.
Ah. Thank God for children of God.
I do my phone on my alone.
They will not lie.
When they paro.
Ask from them now.
Everyone,
you say, Pastor.
When you reach out,
you don't understand.
You go lay here.
I'm so busy.
Ah, shepo.
Okay, when will I have time to be writing, I love you to my wife? Are we dating now? In those days, I can do that. I don't have time for things like that. I love you. Three words. I love you. So difficult for people to say. Okay, men. Another question. In the last 1 year,
ni odun kan seyin,
that you and your wife, you had disagreement.
Ti iwa ati aya ti ni gbo mi si omi oto
kan. I will now pick a text message.
Wa mu atejise.
Send it to the wife.
Wa ran finance
say, I'm sorry. I am sorry. Three words.
Mo binu.
Three words again. Can I see your hand?
Now what's okay?
That you say, I am sorry.
Mo binu.
Ah, can you see again? Just two, three.
Meji, meta.
Can you see?
Sherry.
Communication.
Soro.
Number four.
Ikeni.
Visual communication.
Ibareni soro nipa bi awona.
Visual communication.
Ibareni soro nipa nti alifojuri.
That's another form of communication.
Iru ibareni soro mina niyao.
Within the family.
La ni ebi.
It's not everything that you say with your mouth.
Kijewo bole yon fenu so.
It's not everything you say with your hand.
Ki se gbogbo le yan ko sile.
At times there are some things that need to be seen.
Awon kan wa to nilo ati riri.
And you know this is a message.
Esi mo pe ise ni won ran.
It's a message.
Ise ni won ran.
Your wife that used to wear turban 24/7.
Aya re to je pe turban lo ma nwe ni oju lojojumo.
And she wear a skirt from top of the neck up to the toes.
Skirt ire orun ni o ti bere titi de ibi kana.
Maybe after service today.
Leyin isin loni.
After hearing a teaching like this.
Ba nigba to gboru eko bi eleyi.
Now get to the house.
Wa dele.
At night.
Lale.
She now took the turban.
Oba mu turban ko lori.
Now walked on the hair.
Wa sirun re.
And looks good.
Iwo loju re wa dun wo.
And then maybe along the road in Gbagi there.
Boya ni lona Gbagi nbe yen.
She now see a place where they are selling you know, night gown.
Boya ori bi tan tin ta to awosun.
Beautiful.
To dara to rewa.
Appealing.
To fani mora.
You know, and transparent one.
To tuje to tun tin le ri ntan yan wo sin.
And she now wear it at night.
O wa wo lale.
And she was moving from one end of the room to another end.
O wa ni lo rin bo lati gun kan si gun keji ninu ile.
And you as husband.
Wo gege bi oko.
You know that this woman, this is not the way she does.
O mo pe ki se o ki se bayi tele.
What is that one telling you?
Kini o so fun oro wo lo nbe so?
Eh? Come.
Only go one year.
Thank God for grammar.
Eh.
Is it the, you know, at times women are not made to speak everything.
You
just use some visual communication. Means to communicate.
That is by sorrow.
What is in their heart?
Kilo wa lokan won.
You get to the house.
Edele.
A woman that will welcome you.
Abunito kio kabo.
Suddenly.
Lojiji.
Jesus. Give you a cold shoulder. You should be able to know that something is wrong. That is visual communication.
Awo ibara ni so tenyo fenu so niyen tenyo kọsílẹ̀.
And by the time you work on it,
tí o bá sì ṣiṣẹ́ lórí rẹ̀,
things will get better.
Nǹkan yóò dára sí i.
1 Corinthians chapter 14.
Kọ́rìntì kínní orí kẹrìnlá.
1 Corinthians chapter 14.
Kọ́rìntì kínní orí kẹrìnlá.
Are we there?
Ṣé a ti ṣe?
We are moving to another realm in this teaching this morning.
À ń lọ sí ìpele mìíràn nínú ẹ̀kọ́ yìí lówùúrọ̀.
1 Corinthians chapter 14.
Kọ́rìntì kínní orí kẹrìnlá.
Let's look at 10.
Ìjẹ́ ká wọ ẹsẹ̀ kẹwàá rẹ̀.
What is there?
Kí ló wà níbẹ̀?
1 Corinthians 14:10.
Kọ́rìntì kínní orí kẹrìnlá ẹsẹ̀ kẹwàá.
Can I read?
Ṣé kí n kà á?
Some people are still looking for it.
Àwọn kan ò tí ṣe.
1 Corinthians 14:10.
Kọ́rìntì kínní orí kẹrìnlá ẹsẹ̀ kẹwàá.
There are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world, and none of them is without signification.
O le je pe oniruuru ohun ni nbe le aye ko si si okan ti ko ni itumo.
Paul in his letter to the Corinthian church,
inu iwe re si awon ara Corinth,
said
o wi pe
there are so many kinds of voices
oniruuru ni ohun to wa
in this world.
Ninu aye yi.
Research has shown us
iwadisi ti fi ye wa
that there are 9,000 known languages all over the world.
Pe egberun mesan ni orisirisi ede ti a mo to wa ninu aye yi.
In Nigeria alone,
ni Nigeria nikan,
we have almost 400 different languages. Nigeria alone,
o fere je irinwo orisirisi ede la ninu Nigeria nikan.
And all of them,
gbogbo won si ni,
they have meaning,
no need to mo,
and they can communicate with themselves.
O si le bara won soro.
As at now,
lowo lowo bayi,
research has shown,
iwadi ti so fun ye wa,
out of the 9,000 known languages,
ninu egberun mesan ede ti a mo yi,
that 3,000 has gone into extinction.
Pe egberun meta ninu won won o so mo,
but the other 6,000 are still active.
Sugbon egberun mefa to ku asinu asin lo.
But one thing is this.
Sugbon kan ni yi o.
They agree with the submission of Paul the apostle to the Corinthian church.
Won fenu ko pelu nti Paul apostle so fun awon ara Corinth.
That number one.
Pe akoko.
That the church is a place of diverse tongues and words.
Pe ijo Olorun je ibi ti orisirisi ede wa.
Number two.
Aha, ikeji.
Each tongue and voices functions with meanings and understanding. Number three,
Iketa,
that a voice carries a message to be called useful. And a voice that carries not message is not useful.
Ohun to ba wa jade ti o gbe ise kankan jade o fi mo pe ko ni tumo.
And number four.
Ikerin.
A voice that carries useless messages.
Ohun to mu ise ti o dunu ni tumo ti o niye lori jade
is harmful.
O je eto lewu.
And number five.
Ikarun.
That a voice you can call harmless.
Ohun ti a le so pe ko se ni ni jamba kankan.
Can carry a message.
O le mu iroyin jade.
To the other parties.
Si apa keji.
In the communication ring.
Ninu obiripo ibara eni soro.
Paul's admonition to the family about communication.
Ohun ti Paul lo fi n so fun idile niyan to fi n gba niyan ju nipa ibara eni
soro. It's what I want to share with the church in few minutes before we round off.
Ohun ni won ba ijo so laarin iseju die si ka to danu duro.
And I want you to listen.
Mo si fe ka teti gbo.
Attentively to what Paul is bringing out in his letter to the Corinthian church.
O ti Paul fe mu jade ninu letter re si awon ara Corinth.
Number one.
Akoko.
Number one.
Akoko.
Let somebody say number one.
Kani ko so pe koko.
Say it again.
We like us.
Say it again.
We like us.
You understand?
She to ye wa.
You understand?
So ye wa.
Say it again.
We like us.
What am I telling you? Can I ask you to repeat like
that? Ke sonko kini mo wi kini mo fe mu jade nbe.
Ah, to wake up somebody.
Awon nikan tin sun ni.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Number one.
Akoko.
Your voice is a gift from God.
Ohun re ebun ni lati odo Olorun.
Use it wisely.
Lo pelu ogbon.
Your voice is a gift from God.
Ebon ni ohun re je lati odo Olorun.
Use it wisely.
Lo pelu ogbon.
Don't use your voice like a foolish fellow.
Mo lo ohun re gege bi eni ti o logbon.
Use it wisely.
Lo pelu ogbon.
If you go and you read the book of James chapter 3.
To ba lo ka iwe Jacob ori keta.
We see some things there. Right from verse 1 down to 9. About the tongue. That the tongue is full of evil. You need to tame it. You need to use it wisely. Don't use your voice like a fool. Let me tell you some things. Examples of how some people use their tongue. Can you write it down? When they want to talk. Husband or wife. One.
You kidding?
He said, I will slap you. Can you see there? Even among Christians. I will slap you. You are not using the gift of the tongue that God has given you wisely.
Oh, lo ebun ohun ati ahan t'Olorun fun o lo togbon togbon.
Another one.
Ibi na.
I will divorce you.
O ko sile.
That's another way they use their tongue.
Ono mi na ton to gba lo ahan won niyan.
Before they will say anything.
Kan to wi ohun kan.
Say I will divorce you.
O ko sile ni.
There is a man in our community before.
Obirin kan wa kokorin kan ta jo ngbe la adugbo kan ri.
Somewhere around.
Layi layi ni bi kan ti o jina.
What she normally tell her wife anytime the woman goes out. And the woman comes inside.
You
say, I got you. The way he will say it. That's the way I want everybody to say it.
Get
before you know it. Everybody in the community. They will say, Baba, get
here.
That's the name they give to
the
man. The woman must not go out.
Obirin o gbodo jade.
You say mo get here.
Mo get here.
That is, I have seen you with another man.
Mo ti ri o pelu okunrin miran.
That's what he's saying.
O to win yen.
Mo get here.
Mo, I got her.
They did not enjoy themselves at all.
Mo gbadun ara won rara.
He's always fighting and
janisha.
Number 3.
Iketa.
I'm done with this marriage.
Wait, wait, je gbeyo mi to mo se mo ninu gbeyawo yi.
That's the way some people use their tongue.
Ba kan tin lo awon
rin ana. I'm done with this marriage.
Gbeyawo mi o ni fe si mo.
Number 4.
Ikerin.
You are a sheep up.
Asewo ni o.
Yes, you are a sheep up.
Asewo ni o.
A sheep up. That's the husband talking to the wife like that.
Oko lo n ba ya re soro yen o.
Number 5.
Ikarun.
Say, you are good for nothing.
O wulo fun gangan.
Some women will be saying, that is the way my husband used to talk.
Oko ni kan to awon kan ti mo so pe boko mi se nso ni yen o.
Good for nothing.
O wulo fun gangan.
Another one.
Obiran.
You are hopeless.
Oh, German kankan.
You are hopeless.
Nireti kankan
ni hopeless man.
No ponin kan okunrin ti o
nireti. Hopeless man.
Okunrin ti o nireti kankan.
Lori iro.
Everything upon lies.
Number 7.
Ikeje.
You are useless.
Oh, wulo.
You are useless.
Oh, wulo.
That's the husband talking to the wife.
Oko lo n ba ya re soro yen.
Or the wife talking to
Abaya
the husband.
Abaya n boko re soro.
Another one.
Omiran.
I don't know how I married you up in the first place.
Mi ti e mo bi mo se je ru e ni mo wa ri fe.
I don't know.
Mi o mo.
That's the husband talking to the wife.
Oko lo n ba ya soro yen.
Or the wife talking to the
Abaya n boko re soro. Mi o mo.
How I manage you? Ona ti mo gba fe okan
ko ti e ye mi.
Wrong way to use their tongue.
Ona ti o to lati lo ahan eni.
Wrong communication.
Ibara eni soro ti o mo.
Another one.
Omiran.
I blame myself for marrying you. I blame myself. They have had 5 children for themselves. And the wife is still blaming herself for marrying. And the husband, after 5 children, you are
blaming
yourself. Number 10.
Ikewa.
I hate you. I hate you. That's the way some people communicate. Number 11.
Ikokanla.
You can go to hell.
O ba wu oko Olorun apadi.
Okay. You can go to hell.
Olorun apadi bo wu o.
Number 12.
Kejila.
I don't care.
You bikita.
I don't care.
You bikita.
A little thing will happen in the home like this. That's what the husband will be saying.
You talk or come winning.
Or the wife.
Abi ayo mo
so fuck. I don't care.
You bikita.
Number 13.
Ketala.
You call yourself a man?
Sokunrin ni obai.
You call yourself a man.
So
if they are calling men to come out, you will come out. That's the wife talking to the husband. Another one. Can't you be like my ass? My ass, my
former girlfriend.
Can't you be like my ex? If your ex is good enough, why don't you marry your ex? Another one. Can't you be like Mr. So and so?
So one ole mo se bi awon misalagbaja tin se.
Why can't you be like Mr. So and so?
Look at
that man. Can't you be like him?
One ole dabi ti e.
Another one.
Omiran.
You are so ugly.
Ah, omo burewa o.
Husband talking to the wife.
Ah, Columba ya so.
Wife talking to the husband.
Ah, ya lo nboko soro
yin. You are so ugly.
Ah, o se wa burewa bayi.
After having three children for themselves. They're still saying that to them.
What is so yen?
Another one.
Omiran.
You are a wicked woman.
Obe kanio.
You are a wicked woman.
Ka obirin ni o.
This is a woman that is preparing igure. For him, 10 years, 20 years ago. Now she's a wicked woman. Another one.
Omina.
What a witch I have in the house. Husband to wife. What a witch I have in this house. Another one.
Omina.
This marriage cannot last. That's the husband who communicating. And the wife. They are prophesying. Others are prophesying that it shall be well with me. Oh. It shall be well with my home. Oh. It shall be well with my children.
Oh.
What is their prophecy? This marriage is going nowhere. Another one. We are not compatible at all.
You
are not compatible at all. Another one.
Omiran.
Look at the wife or the. Say, you are a bitch.
You are a bitch.
You are a prostitute.
Ashewo.
Another one.
Omiran.
If you misbehave, I will leave you. Another one.
Omiran.
I don't love you anymore.
You fairer them.
I don't love you anymore.
You fairer them.
Don't love you anymore.
You fairer them.
Another one.
Omiran.
You are a parasite.
Ah. Afomonio.
Afomo.
Afomonio.
You are a parasite.
Afomonio.
So many like that.
Bebe lo.
Your voice is a gift from God.
Ounre eboni lati odo Olorun.
Use it wisely.
Lo.
I'm showing you how some people are using it. They are not using it wisely. That's what Paul was telling them. Use it wisely. Don't use it to condemn yourselves. Don't use it to destroy yourselves. Another thing that Paul was telling the Corinthian church is this. Is that you have to communicate with one another. Talk to your family members. You saw what we read in Malachi chapter 3 verse 16. That they that feared the Lord spake one often to another. They talk to themselves. How can you be husband and wife? And whenever you come to the church, the husband will be here. The wife will be there. They don't speak to one another. In case they want to communicate anything, they will call their children.
Call their children.
Go and tell your mother. It is okra I want to eat this afternoon. Husband and wife. They are not talking with one another. In the same church. I've seen it before. If I say rise up now. Go and greet somebody. Say God bless you. In a church. The man was approaching the man. Another person like God this. Bless you. Just... In the church. This snake. In the same church of God. I can ask you to do it now. Okay, rise up. Go and greet somebody. I know you will let the person that you know. I know. Rise up. Say God bless you. Huh? God bless you. Hey, Jesus, Loluwa.
Jesus is Lord.
Say it to another fellow. Say it to another fellow. Say it to another fellow.
We fellow Miran.
God bless you.
Olu ayobu kufuni. Olu ayobu kufuni.
It shall be well with you.
Yo darafuni.
I saw some people, they are not moving at all. I saw them. They are not greeting anybody. Go to three people and say, God bless you. It shall be well with you. You will move forward.
Shall move forward. Shall be well with you. In the name of Jesus. Shall be well with you.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God bless you, sir.
God bless you, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
I was preaching in a place.
Mo wa su ni bi kan.
Somebody is getting the message.
Nti mo wi so yin enikan sha.
Huh? Is it clear?
So to o ye koro.
Or you prefer me to That's what you want. Listen, and get something. When you go to a church, take something home. In the New Testament church, if you don't have the grace to teach, you cannot pastor. That is the standard of the scripture. No. You must be able to impart knowledge. Paul said, study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Rightly dividing the word of truth. You know, when we do some things, you don't know that we are coming from experience. I was preaching with an interpreter. They sent me to a region. The assembly pastor and the region overseer, they fought themselves.
Assembly pastor and region overseer,
WWW. They now sent me there.
I was
first week.
Osekini.
Second week.
Osekeji.
The third week.
Oseketa.
Some people were not happy.
You know what I'm doing.
They were thinking, I'm not going to this side.
One people for complaining,
I'm not joining the other side. I'm just preaching like a pastor. This part wants me to support the
assembly. Pastor.
This part wants me to support the region of
Asia.
To be speaking against.
But
it is not my ministry. A camp rose up. On a Sunday morning like this. As I was preaching. They have arranged themselves. They asked one of the technical people. They need prayer also. They asked one of them. When that man start to preach, just go to the technical room. Switch off the generator. And they switch off the
generator.
What is happening? My interpreter said, I said, what is happening? He said, have you negotiated with them?
Interpreter.
I jump like this. I was looking at the interpreter like this. This is the person that we are preaching to the church together. And I cannot shake hands with him again. Cannot shake hands with her again. In the same church. Say, have you negotiated with
him?
I never knew I was working with a child of the devil. That I should be negotiating with
him.
I jumped away from her. I said, I cannot preach with this one. And she left the altar. And I continued the message. They were thinking that I will not preach that day. I preached. I collected offering. I rounded off the service. When they heard in Lagos, they said, who is the pastor? Everybody wanted to see me. By the time I approached, say, are you the pastor? They were thinking it's one. And they saw the man like this. You are the one. And you are able to stand before those people. They are very wicked in that place. The first arrow that we send
here,
they cut him with cutlass. The second one, the same thing. And you stood. I said, do you know my name? Stephen.
First Christian Mattiah.
That's my name. I'm ready to die. Let them kill me now. I'm ready. Everybody was just looking at
me.
So in the church of God, even the interpreter
that
you are preaching with, at times, in the spirit, I've seen an interpreter before. She was dragging my message like this. But I did not talk to
her.
I was just looking. I continued the message. And God did what he wanted to do. Few months after, they brought an evangelist. Not a pastor to that same place.
Sibe.
And she was doing that to that pastor.
Evangelist.
And that one faced her in the spirit. Before you know it, that fellow started to manifest on the altar. God have mercy. Communication. Use your voice to convey meaningful messages. Use your voice to convey meaningful messages. When people hear you, they should not be saying, from your mouth. Meaningless messages. Number four. Use your voice to spread joy, not sorrow. Not sorrow. Use your voice to spread love, not hatred. Use your voice to promote unity, not division. Use your voice to promote your partner, not to demote your partner. Use your voice to promote your partner. I was a family one day. I nearly shed tears. Husband and wife, they were talking to themselves. And the children were there like this. And the husband looked at the wife. He said, in the presence of your children, tell them, am I the one that disvirgined you? Husband and wife. With grown-up children. And he was saying that. He said, talk now, talk.
Sorrow.
And he did not count it as anything wrong. He was saying it with excitement. Before their children. Use your voice. To promote your partner, not to demote your partner. Use your voice To promote God and not to demote God.
Lati pe Olorun ga kise lati re Olorun
sile. Use your voice.
Lohun re.
To promote faith, not to promote
lati
fear.
Lati pe pe soke kise lati gbe eru soke.
Use your voice.
Lohun re.
To appreciate your partner, not to disrespect her.
Lati fi o more han fun enikeje kise ko wa bu enu atelu.
Use your voice.
Lohun re.
To promote forgiveness and mercy.
Lati mu ki idariji ni ati anu ko goke si.
Use your voice.
Lohun re.
Lati
mu ki anyama awon elomiran o fidi mule.
Lohun
re.
To bless one another.
Lati buku fun ara eni. Ki se ko ma fi egun leri awon eni eni eniyan.
Waking up your children with curses.
E ton fi epe ji awon omo re.
Waking your wife
with curses. O fi epe ji aya re. Ki se on to dara o.
Lohun
re.
To promote joy.
Lati mu ki ayo o po.
Use your voice to promote joy, not sorrow. Use your voice to prophecies upon your family and not to ridicule the word of God upon your family. Use your voice to sing new songs, meaningful songs, praiseful songs.
Orin to yin Olorun.
Songs that will move heaven.
Orin ti o goke lo si Orun.
Not songs of war with your husband.
Ki se orin ogun laarin wa ti aya re.
Not songs of war.
Ki se orin ogun
among the couples.
Laarin loko laya.
Use your voice.
Lohun re.
To establish life and not to cause death. Use your voice.
Lohun re.
To celebrate spirituality.
Lati se ajoyo wiwa ninu emi ki se ni wa ninu ara.
Use your voice.
Lohun re.
To open the treasures of heaven.
Lati si isura orun sile.
And not to promote tribulation from heaven over your family.
Ki se ko wa mu ki ponju nla ko torun sokale wa sinu aye yin.
Use your voice.
Lohun re.
Like fire that cooks the meal.
Bina ti se unje.
Use your voice.
Lohun re.
Like salt in the soup.
Bi yo ninu obe.
Use your voice.
Lohun re.
Like rain that brings relief upon humanity.
Bi ojo to mi itura baida.
Don't use your voice in a terrible way.
Mo lohun re ni ona to buru.
Don't use it in a terrible way.
Mo lo ni ona ti o dara.
Don't use it in a terrible way.
Mo lohun re ni ona ti ko dara.
I've shared with the church of God.
Mo ti ba ijo Olorun so.
About so many ways that some people used to abuse their tongue in communication.
Ona ti opo tun gba lo han la lona ito.
So many things that husband and wife say against themselves.
Ohun to opo to kon so si aya ti aya so si oko.
Words that do not edify.
Awon oro ti o gbe ni ro.
Words that do not bless.
Awon oro ti o fun ni ni alafia.
This morning.
Lo woro yi.
As a church of God.
Gege bi ijo Olorun.
We need to repent.
And lo lati ronu piwada o.
We need to repent.
And lo lati ronu piwada.
Amen.
Amen.
Are we all guilty as charged?
Se gbogbo wa la je bi oro yi.
Some of us, we are so holy.
Abi awa nnu wa a o je bi rara. Oh, wo mo to bi yen se to to fun.
Pastor.
Tori ko e si nbe ni.
Ah, if I
ka lo wa nipo ti mo wa ni.
Something more than that.
To ju be lo e wi fun.
But this morning,
ṣugbọn lowuro yi,
God wants us to change.
Olorun fe
ka yipada. That's why I'm sending this message to somebody.
Ti to fi ran ise ise enikan niyan.
Bow down your heads.
Te ori re ba. Te ori re ba. Ba Olorun soro. Oluwa,
help me.
Ran mi lowo.
Help me.
Ran mi lowo.
I don't want to call any prayer. Just talk to God from the bottom of your heart. From the depth of your heart. Talk to God.
Ba Olorun soro.
Thank you.
Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, we bless your name for the word that you have spoken to us. Thank you for what you have taught us. The grace to use this teaching given to us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Any power anywhere that may want us to discountenance this teaching, let such power somersault and die in the mighty name of Jesus. Our home shall be happy home in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every form of sorrow in our home from this moment is departed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Any part that we want to throw stone of sorrow into our house, let such stone of sorrow go back to the sender in the mighty name of Jesus. We shall continually be blessing God all the days of our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Our children and ourselves shall be for signs and wonders. So shall it be. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen.